So the theme verse for this entire class and for this particular first session is Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. Look at this. But solid food. Would you say that with me? Solid food. I like that a whole lot. Because we know there's baby food. By the way, I have a few little grandchildren right now. And, you know, they don't eat exactly the same thing that their parents do. But solid food is for the mature. How many of you out there want to grow? How many of you out there want to be more mature than you are? I do. Who, because of practice, I love this verse, who, because of practice, have their senses trained. One translation will say they exercise their senses. They have their senses trained. Now watch this. Trained. And so here is the core of this entire class, this entire course. They have their senses trained to discern the discerner. But discern what? Good and evil. Okay. Well, I remember when it was like my, as I've often said, my black and white television set changed to Omnivision overnight. Now, some of you millennials and or younger, you don't have even an understanding of what I'm talking about. Once upon a time, there was a thing called a black and white television set. That's hilarious. Okay, so some of you are laughing. Some of you are like, what is this old guy talking about? Once upon a time, everything was in black and white. There was a day for me that it was like that shift in media when things went from black and white and they went to color. Vivid, vibrant. And it just was like, wow. And it was a day after 1 year of praying, of being filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, there's like positional truths and then there's like operative truths, things you're operating in. And then it was like, it happened. And when it happened, my goodness, the lights came on in my house. Who turned on the lights? And my life, things shifted. I'm going to tell you something, I've never been the same and I've never gone back. And once you've had an encounter like that, where you've gone from black and white to vivid, vibrant color in the Holy Spirit, you never want to go back. So I speak to all of you out there that maybe you're on a certain level, and I say, there's another level. And I speak to myself, and I challenge myself right now. There is another level. So there's our theme verse. And my personal experience of when everything became vibrant. Oh my gosh. Oh, I remember it. And I started having, I remember it all so well. Some of this I've taught in my seer class or maybe dream language in the past, particularly the seer maybe. And I started having what I called mental pictures. And it's like, bam, I would see. And it was just like, it'd be short. It'd be like a millisecond long. Where'd that come from? What was that? I didn't know that my senses were become heightened. My actual natural senses were becoming alert, almost like standing up, awakened, heightened, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And different senses were being awakened. And so will yours. It might be sight. We're going to get into this. Oh, let me push pause. I'm getting ahead of myself. That your senses are going to become alert, awakened, heightened, brilliant. Yeah, brilliant. Oh my gosh, I can see it right now. I remember seeing this before. I haven't seen this kind of picture for some time. I remember being able to, at times, by the Holy Spirit and by my senses, being trained to discern good and evil, being heightened, surrendered, awakened, made alert. And I'd look into a person. I remember the first time, I'm not going to mention the person's name, that I met this particular leader. And oh my, I looked and wow, I saw diamonds. I saw diamonds in light glistening in the man's mind. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me that we have the mind of Christ. And this one particular man was going to be used in the double realms of both the church world and the government world. And he'd have a spirit of wisdom glistening upon his mind. And some of you right now, because I see it and I feel it, I know it, are going to be heightened, awakened, made alert as we surrender our senses to the Holy Spirit. Some of you just began to see. I might not have done my grammar exactly correct right then. Some of you just began, you just started to see in the realm of the Spirit. Some of you began to know. Some of you began to, things were heightened. Okay. Well, that's a little of my personal experience. And I remember when I started to get those snapshot pictures and see a person, and the next day I would, in the natural, see the person. Believing for more. Do you want to stay on the level that you are? Is there more? How do highly gifted and empowered believers do what they do, say what they say, get the information they get? How do they know what they know? How do they sense what they sense? And is it for only an elite few of highly gifted, or is this something that is actually available to every believer in Christ Jesus? It says this in our theme verse. It says, solid food is for the elite. That is not what it says. It says solid food is for the highly gifted. It is not what it says. It says highly food is for the mature. Being mature is all relative. The issue is this. No matter what level that you might perceive that you are at right now is not the issue. But are you hungry to press in and to pursue God for more than what you are presently experiencing? That is becoming more mature. Becoming more mature deals with wisdom. How do you handle what you receive? Becoming more mature deals with having a good handle on the Word of God, because it's the anchor. And becoming more mature is being like wise in also your discernment, because you're grounding everything that you experience according to the Word of God. Being more mature is walking with others, because you don't have an independent spirit, because you're not a know-it-all. We know it all together, because together we have the mind of Christ. So solid food, different kinds of food for different levels of growth. Solid food is for the mature, who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern good and evil. Well, if you happen to be following in a some written format, let me continue to go on into the next little section on, well, what senses are you talking about, James Gall? Or the writer of the book of Hebrews, solid food is for the mature. So, who have their senses. You know what? Let me just get real for a moment with you, okay? I don't mean to be cheesy, but I do want to be real. There is a thing called common sense. And some people are so hyper-spiritual, it's just like they could use the dose of common sense, okay? And some of us are so earthly bound, we definitely need our senses heightened under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So is it one or the other? No, but I am here to say something so basic. There is something that is so inclusive and beyond just common sense. Because God's equations are different from man's. 2 + 2 = get this, 1 + God = the impossible being possible. 1 + God makes all things possible. You got to get that down. By the way, that's a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge right now. 1 + 1 + God makes the impossible possible. So what senses are we talking about? Well, in the natural, we have what's commonly called, I will expand upon this in the following sessions, is commonly called the 5 natural senses. Seeing, hearing, touch. I refer to that as the feeler often. Seeing, hearing, touch, taste, and smell. Those are called the 5 natural senses. And so we are to present our entire being, surrender it to the Holy Spirit. Now, some will use the word, we activate our senses. I believe that's correct. But I believe the place it begins is surrender. We surrender everything that we are to the Holy Spirit. And, okay, I will give reference at times to some different people who have impacted my life. From Papa Seer Bob Jones, who's now been with the Lord for a while, who was one of the highest level seer prophets in modern history, I sat with him literally hundreds, possibly scores, hundreds of times. And he was the one who originally gave this verse to me, and I really didn't fully comprehend what he was referring to. Having our senses, practicing, training our senses to discern good and evil. And so let me just say, we're going to pray and we're going to surrender right now our senses, our sight, our hearing, our touch, deals with our heart, our taste and our smell to the Holy Spirit. We're going to surrender all. And we're going to then ask for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And you say, well, this is pretty basic. Well, for some of you, it's not. You don't understand that the Holy Spirit wants to anoint your touch. And you will feel the emotions of God. He wants to anoint your hearing and that you don't only hear by the natural, that the anointing of the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you hear in the Spirit and you hear a word behind you saying, Isaiah chapter 30, this is the way, walk in it, okay? So before we go any further, I want to just pray with you, and we're going to now surrender our senses to the Holy Spirit. Oh God, here at the very beginning, at the offset, I'm asking for a fresh work in everyone who listens, watches, reads, hears right now. We present our senses and we surrender our eye gate. We surrender our hearing. We even surrender our heart, our place of touch. And we're asking that you touch us deeply, our taste and our smell. And we're asking, let the discerner be activated. Let the discerner, may we grow in discerning good and evil. And we present ourselves to you right now, and we're asking for you to make the natural layered with the spiritual so there can be supernatural dimensions in Jesus' name. Okay. Well, there are no, again, perfect beginnings. It all is trial and error. Do any of you remember riding a bicycle? Maybe some of you need to learn how to ride a bicycle again. I might be talking to myself. Let's see. But do you remember there's no perfect start? Okay. See, now what I remember is a father with my kids in riding a bicycle. And you have what you call training wheels on the back. And there's these two little wheels. And you get your child of whatever age on that bicycle. But that bicycle has got these little wobbly little, these training wheels back here on the back. And the child then has got a place of like safety. And so if they start to wobble, well, it helps, see? But what an adventure it is to take one of those wheels off and to leave only one of them. And watch what happens. Oh, and how exciting for the parent it is that day when both training wheels are taken off. And I remember this right now really well. In Lee's Summit, Missouri, on Evergreen Lane, with a bicycle on a day the training wheels were taken off. And one of my kids, and I won't say who, was in there. And I'm there along on the back, and I got my hand on the back, you know, of the fender, and then you let go. And they go a little ways and they fall down. And then you're so excited. And there might be like, oh, blah, blah, and you're so excited. Do you understand? Do any of you relate? You're so excited. Why? They made it for 3 feet without the training wheels. And then you don't let them stop. You help them get back on. And you're there to help. Well, that's just an example of God the Father with us in taking practice sessions in the Holy Spirit. He is there with us, God the Father, to guide us. And he gives us plenty of training sessions. And so you might step out into something. You might say something. You might, with imperfection, respond incorrectly or whatever. But I want you to know God loves it every time you step out and you practice. Oh, I was at one of the awesome apostolic prophetic conferences with Randy Clark recently in Pennsylvania, the voice of the prophets, and really highly gifted leaders in the prophetic today, was moving in incredible high-level words of knowledge the night before. And this person had even been one of my students when they were like 19, 20 years old, and now like released on a global level into an amazing high-level operation. And by the way, they didn't just start there, they grew. And well, it was so interesting, you know, because then Randy Clark, who's known, you know, starting the Father's Blessing in Toronto, and his many writings and his crusades and his equipping of many people around the globe into gifts of healings and workings of miracles and the gifts of the Holy Spirit and things of this nature. And as it was so fun, then the next night watching experienced high level healing anointing practice in front of everybody and trying to attempt new levels for him of words of knowledge, and some of them worked, and guess what? Some of them didn't. And I remember sitting there going, because Randy and I are like the same age and have emerged together, and I remember sitting there going like, how amazing is this? How daring is this? He's putting his reputation on the line. Guess what, guys? Put your reputation. That's the reason I told that story. Put your reputation on the line. Because you can grow and you can mature, and there is no perfect start. But if you'll keep after it, you will grow to discern good and evil. Now, that subject, good and evil, let me touch that very quickly, and we will develop it in these 12 sessions. We're going to discern both good and evil. Remember, we've just surrendered our five natural senses into the Holy Spirit. And the anointing of the Holy Spirit is now coming upon what? Our sight, our hearing, what else? Our touch, our feeling, our heart, our smelling, and our taste. All five natural senses. It's already going to become activated. It's going to become heightened. And you're going to be in a restaurant and something is going to get activated. And when that waiter or waitress comes alongside, something, a knower is going to click off. A sight is going to come. Your senses are going to be like, wow, there's another dimension. Yes, there is. But you're going to now discern both good and evil. And this is very important. And some will have their senses and to discern by grace, calling and gifting, and practice to discern good. And some are going to perhaps have their senses heightened, more practice, higher levels of anointing to discern bad. Now, the mature are going to grow in both. The mature, solid food is for the mature who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern good and evil. It's not only good from evil, it's good and evil. So guess what, folks? I want you, I want me, I want us to grow in our senses, in our capacity and anointing in supernatural levels in both good and evil. We've got to get this in this generation. We've got to get discernment in another level in the body of Christ. I will get into that in more of the last half of the 12 weeks. Okay, so, but it is so important to grow. The solid food is for the mature, and they're going to exercise their senses to discern good and evil. And so I just say unto some of you, you've closed off and you said, I just don't want to go there. Well, we just renounce any word limitations, and we say, we do want to go there. And we want to discern good and evil. I want to discern what is the motivating factor that is behind an activity, a manifestation. I want to know whether it's good or evil. I want to know what it is. And I'm asking that in the body of Christ, because, oh my goodness, folks, Christians often are ones who get beguiled easier by shenanigan people in the world and financial offers and weird stuff, because we're often looking for the breakthrough. And that's going to sound like I don't believe in a breakthrough. That's not true. Let's push pause right there. I am going to talk about that in one of the other sessions, maybe in some examples of from my own life. But we're going to grow both. What? In discerning? I want you to say this with me. We are going to grow in our discerning of good and evil. I am going to practice. Keep saying it with me. Let's do it together. I am going to practice my senses to discern good and evil. The power of declaration is so important. This is also surrender, is to decree a thing. I want us to do it again, and I know I have a lot of material to cover, but this is so important. We're decreeing right now. So say this with me, because right now I have like someone like a knower. It's a realm of like a gift of faith or something. It's rising up on the inside of me, and I get this right now. I'm getting heightened. You can tell my energy level. Okay, it's just perked up. Okay, so we're going to decree right now. The Book of Job says we'll decree a thing, and it will be. And even my level, I'm talking faster and all that. So I'm just even explaining the activity that's going on, and that's actually see part of the teacher realm. Instead of just doing it, I'm actually telling you what's going on as this is happening. And I'm not just going and I didn't just drink coffee, by the way. I just got an adrenaline shot of the Holy Ghost. Okay, I mean, it's just, and my senses are just become, oh, whoa, psh, yeah, awakened. Okay, so we decree, I decree, I am growing in my supernatural capacity to discern good and evil. Say it, folks. Come on. Because this is not just for you. This is for you for the sake of others. This is for you for the sake of the testimony of Jesus. I decree the anointing of the Holy Spirit is coming upon me, and I am growing in my supernatural capacity to discern good and evil. Wow. Okay. The necessity of presentation. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 reads, therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Oh, come on. Presentation of our physical members of our body, it says here, is a acceptable act of sacrifice. It's acceptable, and it's a spiritual service of worship. And it says, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, for that which is, watch this, which is good and acceptable and perfect. I love this. Okay, continuing. I'm going to give you another two verses. Romans chapter 6, verse 13 and 19. And do not go on presenting the members, your hands, your eye gate, your mouth, your hearing, your heart. Do not keep on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments to unrighteousness to God. I'm speaking, now verse 19, I believe it is, I am speaking in human terms because of weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity, now don't you guys get off on some little self-righteous kick right now and say that you've never done something. Okay, so if you've ever opened up your eye gate to something and looked at something, you know, okay, it's like, no, see, we're going to present our eye to look on that which is purer. Okay, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from any times past where we presented our members to that which was not pure. Because to whom we present ourselves, they become a slave. If we present our members, our hand, our eye, our heart, our ears to sin, they become a slave to sin. They become addicted. To be a slave is to be addicted. To be a slave is to be enchained. To be a slave is to... you're captured. But the good news is in Christ Jesus, listen, this is so important. We can unlock our senses. This is real important. I don't know how far I'm going to get right now in this, but I know what I'm on right now is so important for some of you. Your senses, some of you, your senses need unlocked. Because at one point in time, your senses got enslaved. And for some of you, your senses got enslaved to pornography. I just need to say it. For some of you, your senses got enslaved to music that was not edifying. For some of you, your senses got enslaved to touch in sexual dimensions that were outside of marriage, and it just was unclean. And it locks, see, guys, women, it locks up, it captures, it enslaves. To whomever you present your members, they become a slave. If you present your hand to sin, it'll be a slave to sin. But if you present your hand to righteousness, it'll be a slave to righteousness. If you present your, somebody's out there, you're so hopeless. But I have good news for you right now. Might not, I feel like I'm like bringing you good news. I just got touched in my feeler, okay? My heart. Because there's hopelessness. Because I am on something right now that is so important. Because you can see, it isn't necessarily that all of our senses are enslaved or locked up, but one of them can be. We have the key to unlock, and it's called presentation. And right now let me finish the verse. I'm speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you have presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, so present your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification. Because why? We're a triune being. We are made in the image and likeness of God. And we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. And we're all, it's all connected. Folks, this is not disassociation. And I have a spirit, and here's my soul, and there's my body. No, it is we are an integrated being. As a triune being, see, some of the teaching on the makeup of who we are, oh my goodness, it is too departmentalized. And so I'm not only now speaking to your senses, and I'm saying miracles to senses right now, and I'm releasing keys in the name and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and breaking of word curses, and breaking of even addictions right now, and I say, senses, get unlocked in the name of Jesus. You are no longer a captive to the things of the past, because we have now presented our members to be slaves to purity. To be captured, to say it another way, is to be captive, to be a captured to purity, captured to, wow, heightened, anointed in the Holy Spirit. That's why it could be one person is, it might be because of gifting and calling, and it might be because of hindrances. And the hindrances, in a certain sense, from the past, is then keeping you, or because of unbelief, a dull heart, whatever, then from operating then in that a heightened awareness in that sense area. But right now, we break that in the name of Jesus. Oh my goodness. This is so awesome, folks. There is deliverance that's happening right now. Some of you are getting set free. Some of you, it's like, because now you're going to get it. Now you understand the prayer of surrender. Now you're going to get activated. Now there's going to be, because out of surrender, then there's activation. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And some of you are just experiencing right now freedom because keys just got put into one of your senses that was captured. See, we think it's our whole being that's captured, and it is. Can be. And then there is layer upon layer and layer upon layer that freedom comes. And layer upon layer and layer upon layer that we what? Grow. And get activated. And man, I just know this. I see it. I feel it. And again, let me go to the triune being. We are a spirit, soul, and body. And in that, we are not compartmentalized in here's my spirit. Okay. Yes, we're three completely different parts, but we're integrated because here's the deal. As we surrender our senses and we surrender our whole being. We do the Romans 12. We present our body. And guess what? We are now a temple of the Holy Spirit, right? You might want to put that in your notes. Goodness, I need that in my notes. Okay. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit. Okay. I got to write this down. I don't know. Okay. You're a temple of the Holy Spirit. I was going to take the gift of interpretation of handwriting to do that one. Okay. We're a temple of the Holy Spirit. You're not a slave. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Uh-huh. And you're a temple of the Holy Spirit. And your senses are getting, I need to get off of this, but I can't get off of this. Because I'm on something. And your senses are getting unlocked as we surrender them. And they're getting activated. And they're getting anointed. And you're getting more in this first session than you thought you were going to get in this whole class. Bam. Yeah, I'm going to give you some great teaching, but somehow, no, I don't know. There was just this little power punch that just needed to happen. And it's happening, gosh. And we are in it. Get this one. I am not a disassociated being. That's a huge statement. I am a whole integrated personality. Really? You are? So you go, I'm not sure. Yes. Uh-huh. And so are you. And guess what? We continue to grow in wholeness and health. And guess what? You can get healed from any trauma. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get into identifying hindrances, but for some reason or other, it fell into right now in this first session, okay? And get this, you are not disassociated. Well, you say you might be. Well, you're going to get delivered and you're going to get healed. Because we are an integrated, whole, new creature in Christ. Yes, you are. And this is why this is all so important. Spirit, soul, and body. Because we have five natural senses. Well, I'm going to tell you something else. You've got spiritual senses. Because we're called the body of Christ. And we have spiritual senses. And so we've already gone through two or three prayers of presentation and consecration already. Okay? So now, then we present our members and our senses and to the Holy Spirit, and they start to become heightened and awakened and alerted and activated. And then there is a dimension that happens called the gifts of the Holy Spirit. God have mercy on me right now because I am so far behind in this teaching already, okay? But okay, quickly look at the notes. There's a variety of gifts of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, let me read it quickly, verses 4 to 7. Now there's a variety of gifts, it's very important, the word varieties, but the same Spirit. There's a variety of ministries, really important folks, there's not just one. There's great diversity in God, in ministries and the same Lord, and there's a variety of effects, that's a huge one too. But the same God who works all, say he works all. He works all things in all persons. It doesn't say the elite. Look at me right now. Get up and look at me or listen. Perk up. He works all things in some people. That's how we read it. It is not what the Word of God says. Did you hear what the Word of God says? That the same God who works all things in all persons, that's you, that's me. God works all things. That's how generous our practice sessions with the Father is. There are highly gifted people, and they are set apart and a fivefold ministry gifts for the purpose of equipping others to do what they do. It's not so that they have a platform and no one else can reach their level. No, a true fivefold ministry gift person is set aside to equip the saints to do the work of ministry. And so if you're an evangelist, your job is to produce evangelists. If you're a prophet, one of your jobs is not only to hear and see, but one of your jobs is to equip other people to do what you do and help them unpack the unique gift and message and package and grace gift that God has given to them. It's to multiply. Okay. So there's gifts, variety of gifts. The same God who works all things on all persons, but to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit. One more verse, and I got to tell a couple of stories and, gosh, wrap this up. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 through 11. To another, the word of knowledge and the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same gifts, it says, plural. I think it's actually healings. To another, the effects of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishings in the plural of spirits. To another, the various kinds of tongues in the plural. To another, interpretation of tongues. But to one and the same Spirit works all things, distributing to each one, say each one, just as he wills. So I want to commend this to you right now because I just have to mention this. I've taught an entire class, course, curriculum kick. Here is a book called Releasing Spiritual Gifts Today. There is a study guide called something like Impacting Your World Through Spiritual Gifts, DVDs, CDs, etc., that goes then with to complement this class. And so this class stands alone, but it also builds upon other teachings. So I just have read some scriptures to you that I expound upon in 1 Corinthians 12:8-11. There's 9 gifts that are listed there. Well, I have a chapter in this book on every single one of those. So I want you to know that, because I can't take the time to now unpack all of that. But there is the great necessity of the gift of discerning of spirits in this realm of the discerner. We'll push pause there, and I'll unpack some description on the gift of discerning of spirits, not to the level that I did in Releasing the Spiritual Gifts Today. You'll have to go to this to get that more thoroughly. But in another session, because it is a very important part, it would be the one of the other strong counterpart ingredients of surrendering your senses, and then it gets coupled in particular with the gift of discerning the spirits. And we bring these realms together. Okay, now I got to tell you a story. The golden anointing. How do I tell you this story? I think that this is on my CD with music background tracks called Prophetic Encounters. I don't know if I have this written up in any of my books thus far, but it might be in The Discerner. There was a day. There are some days are what's called defining moments. This is one of mine. And you might say, I've never had an experience like that. Well, guess what? I'd never had one like this until I'd had it. And I really haven't had one like this one since then. There are defining moments in all of our lives. This is one of mine. So I'll try to tell it abbreviated, but it is one of the most significant encounters I have had in my journey of growing. I'd set apart a week to go to a conference in another state. I lived in Missouri at the time. Holy Spirit told me not to go. And so it was intriguing because I already had the time set apart on my calendar. So instead of taking 5 days to go to a conference in another state, I took the 5 days to spend time just with the Lord. That was a really smart thing to do. So I went to a place of prayer that for me was a familiar place that I'd frequented in my college years of education. So I went to the little chapel at what was then Central Missouri State University in Warrensburg, Missouri. I went to the little chapel. No one else was in the chapel that day. Little pews with kneeling benches. And I'm on one of the kneelers, which would be more like an Anglican, Episcopal, a Catholic, an Orthodox, a Lutheran, or church type thing like that with kneelers, okay? More of a, maybe I should say, liturgical type church. And so I'm one of those, and I'm just like, you know, praying. I'm just before the Lord. I feel, did you hear the word? I felt someone come into the chapel, but no one physically came. I felt like a wind come through a window, but no window was opened. My feeler was very strong. My knower was very activated. And a voice hearing came to me, spoke clearly to me. Some details about a transition for my life. And that I was to move into a transition, releasing the pastoral ministry that I had done to another, told me even to whom. And that I had, that God had another dimension for me. And I had to release what I knew to be able to go into what I did not yet know. And it was another call. And then he speaks to me and he said, arise. That's a very key word. He said, stand up. Well, this was nuts. I mean, there was nobody in there but me. So I stand up. I'm like a frozen little tin soldier. Fear of the Lord was all over me. And he says to me, step out into the aisle. And I'm going, well, like, why? And like, you know, my reasoner is like not being totally sanctified at the moment. But I obeyed. I mean, you know, nobody else was in the room. Oh, nobody else? Yes, there was. So let me proceed faster. I hear the word and it says, step out into the aisle. I stepped out into the aisle. I'm now standing out in the aisle between the pews. And then I hear a word that says, step forward. I take a 6-inch step forward. Serious. And now, oh my goodness, the whole room was illuminated. The whole room was filled with what some call the glory of God. The whole room was filled with God. Heaven invaded earth. It's a defining moment. One of the defining moments for my life. And he said, step forward. The problem and the wonder was I saw Jesus standing in front of me. I saw the Lord Jesus Christ in an open vision, an apparition, an appearance. That's all in the Seer book in class, by the way. I saw, I felt, I heard. And he said, arise, and then he says, step forward. I took baby steps forward every time, no more than 6 inches. And then he said, step forward, and now I was like, face to face, eye to eye. I mean, we were like, you say, yes, okay, I got to get out of the explainer and I just got to tell it. And I am standing right in front of this open vision of the appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said to me again, step forward. And in humility and the fear of the Lord and faith and obedience, I took one more step forward. And when I stepped forward, the open manifestation of that vision disappeared. Because as I took that step, I stepped into him, and guess what? He stepped into me. Next thing I knew, I was on my knees. In consecration and worship. And in a picture above me, I see two people, Mahesh Shabda and Bob Jones, and I'll speak about them in other sessions. And I see them because they were going to be two witnesses or two people in my life that the Lord was going to use to help bring impartation, equipping, and training. Okay, so that's an explainer, okay? But I saw these two faces. And then a drop of golden anointing oil, I felt it drop on my head, one drop. And then a second drop fell on me, fell on my head. And then I look and I see a I know I'm taking some time. This is one of my defining moments, folks. And then I saw a picture over my head, not a picture, a pitcher, like a pitcher of water. And I saw this pitcher over my head. And the Holy Spirit then spoke to me and said this. Today I am giving you 2 drops of my golden anointing. Did you hear that? Today I am giving you 2 drops of my golden anointing. One is for you, and one you are to give to your wife. And I did not know what he was talking about right then on that. One is for you, and one you are to give to your wife. And then he said this, but there will be a day. But there will be a day I will pour the golden anointing upon your head. That was it. I go home. I didn't say anything to my wife about the encounter till the next day. Told her what happened. And in the natural, I took a bottle of oil and I anointed her with 1 drop of the anointing. Because that's what God said to do. Guess what? I've been functioning on 1 drop of the golden anointing. 1 drop. I've been functioning on 1 drop of the golden anointing on my senses to discern good and evil. That he promised me that if I would be faithful with 1 drop, that there would be a day he would pour the golden anointing upon my. I don't know if that day has come yet or not. And guess what? I'm still believing for more. That's one of them. There's more to that story than what I've told you, but I think that's good for now. That's one of my defining moments. I don't tell those stories very often. Sometimes they could be wrongly interpreted as though I'm promoting myself or I'm elite, and I'm not. I'm an everyday person. Guys, Jesus appeared to me. I will not deny it. The Lord Jesus Christ appeared to me.
Well, Kenneth Hagin had him sit on his bed, I think, like 14 times or something. If you want to read about, you know, well, I've actually seen Jesus more than once, but that was my first time.
And I don't often share these stories, but I have felt like in this particular class, I'm going to pull, I don't know, take my own burqa off. I'm just going to like uncap some things, and I want to tell you some of my stories. I want to incite you to believe for more. Because God didn't give me those encounters just for me and for who was now my late wife. He gave those to me for you. Because God wants to give you your own drop of the golden anointing.
2 drops of the golden anointing, and I promised that one day he'd pour it upon my head. A promise was given. As you are faithful with this, there will be a day I will pour the golden anointing upon your head. There are higher realms, realms in faith, realms in gifts, and realms of the glory. There is another realm. There is another realm where all things are possible. And this is coming from a weak person, a person in need. A person who's gone through a lot of trials. And I am telling you,
And I'm telling myself, all things are possible. I am not lowering the bar, I'm raising the bar. And in our discerner, all things are possible. Angels, Holy Spirit, gifts of the Spirit, knowings, tastings, feelings, discernings, hearing, seeing, where all things are possible. It all starts with surrendering. Surrendering our senses to the Holy Spirit. And if any of you know my journey, it's also marked by hymns and by songs and by singing. I surrender all. I started this session is about surrendering our senses. And some of you don't know some of the classic hymns. I love them. I was recently at a church in Nashville, and I love it, the way the primary worship leader weaves great prophetic contemporary worship songs and then will sometimes weave in an old hymn. I tell you, and the anointing is on that. And we will sing at times, I surrender. I surrender all. All to Jesus. I weep every time I sing that song. All to Jesus I surrender. I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender. I surrender all. Have you surrendered all? Well, if you've been with me in this class, you better. And I think we have. Presented our senses by surrendering them into the Holy Spirit. Some of them have already gotten unlocked. So let's pray. In the closing of this, I hope, inspirational and instructional session on surrendering our senses to the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' great name, we present our entire beings to you as an act of obedience and worship. We surrender our five natural senses to you now. Our sight, our hearing, our smell, our taste, and our touch. Holy Spirit, release life-giving presence upon us in a fresh manner. We need your touch upon our lives. We desire an increase of the anointing of God to flow at a higher level and in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Here we are, Lord. All that we are and all that we hope to be, we surrender our senses as instruments for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. You have just been invited into another realm. As we surrender our senses to the Holy Spirit and they become heightened and activated and anointed for Jesus' sake. Amen. God bless you. This is James Gall completing session one on the discerner on surrendering our senses to the Holy Spirit. God bless you.